is just past the hour, wherever your hour is. I wouldn't want to fail Leslie's tradition of timeliness on my very first meeting, so let's get going. We have the list of apologies, which I think was recently sent out and really lengthy. Christina, as we go through the agenda, which I hope everybody has. Hello, who joined?
Hello, Byron. This is Roloff.
Ah, Roloff, welcome.
Hi.
Oh, Byron, you seem to be far away.
Do I? Is the sound not great?
That's better.
Okay. Good. We're just getting going, trying to maintain Leslie's tradition of timeliness. And we are just getting into item two on the agenda, minute and actions. They were all printed in the agenda that was circulated. Typically, Gabby, I know, has gone through them. But as they are here in print in the agenda, can we take them as tabled? And are there any questions or issues, first, that staff would like to draw our attention to, but otherwise any questions or issues regarding the action items? Bart or Christina, anything in particular you'd like to draw our attention to?
All the actions have been completed with you, but that's a bit late. I hope you can understand me. Becky to provide.
Right, I failed to provide my GNSO summary, which I will do later today.
Yeah, but it goes back, and Becky, be aware, we now have a full GNSO liaison again.
Right.
It goes back from the Durban meeting. That was the only thing.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll take the actions as tabled and move to item number three, the updates. I'll go first for a change. Since the last meeting, it's been relatively quiet in the Canadian summer. Obviously, I was elected chair, so that was a big thing for me. I've met with Bart, who was here at our offices at CIRA, and we spent a good day and a half working through some of the transition issues. Leslie was very helpful in providing a pretty fulsome report in terms of the issues outstanding or the lay of the land as she saw them, and Bart and I had a good session trying to make sure that this is as seamless a transition of chair as possible. And that's about the only thing that I have done specifically as chair. Keith is not on; was not able to make this call. He sent a note. Hopefully, everybody saw that. So we don't have any further vice chair updates. Are there any counselors who have updates that they would like to make?
Well, just on behalf of Keith, the FOI, the Framework of Interpretation Working Group, has circulated a draft document on the revocation process, which we hope we will be able to approve and then submit for public consultation shortly after our call this week.
Okay, thank you, Becky. Are there any other councillors who have updates they'd like to share?
This is Hero.
Welcome, Hero.
Yes, there was a AP regional IGF in Seoul, Korea last week. All the three seasonal Keith, Yum-Yum, and I participated in it. And it was attended by around 300 participants, and we had a good discussion there. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. Thank you.
Aaron, this is Rulo.
Could everybody who's not speaking, please put yourself on mute. Thank you.
And make sure that you have muted your Adobe Room if you're on the phone, Rich, please.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Roloff.
Okay. Heads up that I sent you all the application of .me, the CCTLD for Montenegro. So far, I haven't received any objections, and I've asked you to submit objections before next Friday. No, this for coming Friday. So I think it looks as if we will be able to welcome them as member number, I was corrected by Gabi, 139.
Sorry, what, could you repeat the number? I didn't catch it.
That's 139.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Any other councillor updates? Hearing none, we'll move to 3.4 with the regional organizations update. Do we have any regional organization? Did I hear Peter on the phone?
No, Byron, this is Victor. Oh.
Victor, how are you? Go ahead.
Hi, Byron. On behalf of the LACTLD, we had last week we held a workshop in Panama with 36 participants, mostly from the CCTLDs in Latin America. Also in August, LACTLD had its 15th anniversary, which we will have the celebration in Buenos Aires. I think it will be together with the CCNSO celebration or CCNSO cocktail dinner in November. And also, 2 weeks ago, there was a regional IGF that was held in Argentina, and Carolina and Eduardo Santoyo participated in that one.
Okay. It's been a busy period. Congratulations on the 15th.
Yeah. Yeah, we will celebrate soon.
Excellent. Okay. Any other regional updates?
This is Hiro.
Go ahead, Hiro.
Yes, I'm going to make a brief explanation about the APTLD. As you know, the GM has left the APTLD, and we have a vacancy at this moment from GM position, and we are recruiting our GM now. And we had a members meeting in Xi'an, China, in late August, and we had a discussion about how to be prepared for the new coming era with a lot of TTLDs, and one of the big issue was that the how to outreach to all the CCTLDs and GTLDs in AP region. Thank you.
Thank you, Hiro. Just a question. When do you have any sense of when you're going to be able to fill the vacancy in the leadership of APTLD?
It's going to be in October, I believe.
Okay. Well, good luck on that. Any further regional updates?
Byron, it's Patrick here. Since Peter is not on the call, I think he sent his apologies earlier. I might, although he didn't ask me to specifically mention anything, just a couple of updates on our bigger sort of activities at the moment. We're working on our Center Awards, which is to be announced in the 50th Center GA in October, early next month. Early October. We're also working on a survey that's the social role of a registry, which is going to feed into a workshop at the IGF in Bali. And finally, we're working on some growth trend studies with Matthew Zook. And also that will be some discussions and presentations in our GA, 50th GA in Brussels next month.
Interesting. What are you working with, or what are you working on with Zook?
We are working on some decreasing growth trends among the center membership, and looking at possibilities of why some of the trends are occurring. So he's going to be looking at some of the data. It's a bit of an extension on a previous study that Zook did, which had the results early this year at our last GA. So it's a bit of an extension on that, and focusing more on the evolution of growth, number of new domains and deleted domains over the last 5 years.
Okay. Good. Well, actually, I certainly look forward to that. That should be very interesting. Thanks, Patrick. Any further regional updates?
Byron, this is Bart. Abibu's type a update in the Adobe room, in the chat. So I'll read it.
Can you read it for those who don't have access right now?
AFTLD plans a security workshop for its member in Madagascar from the 1st to the 4th October, in collaboration with NSRC and Delta Risk.
Bart, did you say that you have something in the Adobe room? Because I just see the agenda.
Yeah, in the chat. You should be able to see the chat. Yes?
Negative.
Oh. That's strange, because I do have it. I don't know if others see it, and others are typing as well.
Okay, well, let's keep moving for right now, though. Bart, any staff updates, 3.5?
Yes, two from my end, and Christina will have another one. First of all, say, maybe you've noted it, but in future, and this is one of the results of talking with Byron, is you will see some headings in the emails. By now you get probably a lot of emails from the secretariat, and so in the future you will see headings like if a decision is needed by the council, plus the date for the end date for the decision, if it's for your information, and if you are requested to provide comment or other actions, and plus the end date. So that was my first one. The second one is that, as you may recall, some time ago, the CCNSO invited for the Durban meeting, there was a request from at-large to have a joint meeting. In preparation for that meeting, the CCNSO suggested to the at-large leadership to set up a joint program committee, and Cheryl sent out an email with a suggestion to the chair and to staff. So to keep, say, the proposal from the end, maybe Cheryl, you can talk to it.
I think I'm muted, Bart.
Not anymore. I can hear you loud and clearly.
Oh, well, if you can hear me, then that's fine. Yes, the ALAC has allocated a couple of people, involved with Ron and myself, to act as the interface for organising the agenda and facilitating the timing and type of meeting. In the letter, I wondered whether the CCNSO Council would want to allocate someone from the meeting planning working group, which would make sense to me, and obviously a staff member or two to make sure that all the coordination works properly. So really we're now at a point where a response to my letter, my email, sorry, is all that's required at this stage. Thank you.
So what we'll do, say, Byron, if it's fine with you, we'll send an email right after the call to the councillors, say, and to the program working group, say, my suggestion would be one councillor and one member of the program working group.
Okay. Fine with me.
That makes sense.
And so, okay, that's, Christina, you want to take the last one or shall I do it?
No, I can do it. I just would like to mention that there's a place at the CCMSL homepage where all the requests for inputs are listed, and it includes the triage recommendations as well as the council decisions. I can paste the link in the Adobe chat. If you want to, I can also send it out via email. It's under the operations tab at the CCMSL homepage in case somebody wants to look it up manually. Do you want to say anything else about that part?
Well, maybe I'll just jump in, Christina. I think that's a great record and helps the whole community see what we're up to and where we're going. So I would suggest, yeah, if you could cut and paste and put the description in and send it out. I think that
will do.
Thanks. Okay, thank you for the updates. Moving on to item number 4. The update in the work plan. This was an item that included a document where you could see the work plan itself in an Excel spreadsheet, all the various working groups and more in terms of where they're at and what's been done. Bart, did you want to speak to that specifically?
No, I'd say this is the regular item, so if somebody has any questions now or say wants to take them offline, that's all. It's the regular item as on all council calls and meetings.
Any questions specific to any of the items in the work plan? Hearing none, thank you. We'll move on to number 5. The council elections for 2014 with the proposed timelines starting in the not-too-distant future. Bart, did you have any comments on that?
No, I think that the timeline of the council elections speaks for itself. It's one of the things to keep, say, why the timelines are as they are, is that we assumed when we designed or developed the timelines that we wanted to have, or that the council would want to have a possibility for the community to ask questions to the candidates, both for the council elections and for the board selection. And in order to avoid confusion around because of different timelines, the suggestion is to have a similar timeline for the council elections and for the board selections, which is item number 6 on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. That certainly makes sense to me that they would try to line up the timing. Barak and Roloff, can you hear me better now?
Slightly, but there's still a big difference between you and anybody else in the volume of...
How about now?
That's excellent.
Okay. You're right, different phone. Okay. Thanks, Bart, for that. Item number 6, the proposed board elections. Now consistent with the council elections in terms of timing. Any further comments on number 6, board member selection for 2014? All right. Hearing none. Oh, my goodness, we might even get through this before our hour is up. Well, then again, now we're on to item number 7, the jig. That may take some time.
Aaron, I assume, and that's the question, if there are none questions, there are two decisions needed. One is the appointment of Gabby as election manager for both the council election and for the board member selection. And I assume, as there are no questions, that the timeline is adopted by the council. So, because we didn't mention the appointment of Gabby as election manager, which needs to be approved by the council.
Right. Sorry for rushing through that. Okay, so with those two decisions, do we need to take a vote on?
No, probably more the question is, are there any abstentions? And are there any, is anybody against?
So purely from a process point of view, we'll assume there's consensus unless we hear otherwise. Any abstentions? Or votes against Gabby being the election manager? Hearing none, we'll say that's approved. Any abstentions or votes against the proposed timeline? Hearing none, we'll say the timeline is approved. Is the feedback on our end, or is it somebody out there? Do you know?
No, it comes from Adobe, and it's identifying the person, so I'm working on it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bart, can we now move on to number 7?
Sorry.
Thank you for keeping me on track in terms of process. Item number 7, which was the proposed letter to the board and staff regarding the jig. It was a document that was also sent in the package. I hope people have had time to look at it. There were, as part of the package, 3 annexes. 1, the discussions on the response to ICANN. 2, the draft letter by the GNSO, and 3, the proposed draft letter from the CCNSO. I guess first, are there any comments or feedback on the draft from the CCNSO?
Byron, this is Roloff.
Go ahead, Roloff.
I wasn't sure if the Word document that starts with agenda item 7, proposed letter to the board, is actually meant as a letter to the board, or if it is a note to the council about a letter to the board.
Rudolf, this is Bart. It is a note to the council on the letter to the board. So it's say it's from me to you on the letter of the jig.
Okay, so there is no proposed letter to the board yet, apart from the letter that the jig wrote that was already adopted by the GNSO.
Yes.
Okay. So now, then is my next question. What is the decision, if any, that you want the council to take on this today?
There is, say, in the package I've sent, that there is a PDF which includes a draft for a CCNSO letter to the board. It also includes a draft for a GNSO letter to the board and an annex with a full explanation. So that's a separate document.
Ah, okay. Then I think I have the wrong email. Okay, I'll go on mute and try looking for it. I probably have the wrong email from you, or an earlier one. Thanks, Bart.
Now, just for clarity, Bart, the Annex number 3, the draft letter by the GNSO, can you clarify the status of that?
It has been adopted by the GNSO Council at their Durban meeting, and they are waiting a decision on the CCNSO Council whether to send it to the ICANN board staff, because it's a joint working group. The procedure is if one of either the GNSO or the CCNSO doesn't adopt, the other will not forward it as a document from the joint working group.
So the draft letter for consideration by the CCNSO, Annex number 2 in the package that you sent.
Yeah.
Just for clarity, then.
Yeah, and it's in the PDF, and it's in the PDF file, Rudolph. And others.
I can only find two emails from you. No, I think it's even one. On the 5th of September.
Yeah.
Titled, For Your Information, Background Material, Agenda Item 7, Council Meeting, 10th September.
Yeah.
It has two attachments.
Yeah.
JIC letter 2, Council's Board Resolution, etc.
Yeah.
Which is a PDF.
Yeah.
Which is not a letter to the board from the CCNSO.
It includes in Annex 2, draft letter for consideration by the CCNSO.
Okay, yes. Apologies for the confusion. Yeah, I got it now. Thank you.
And it's a similar letter, only specific for the CCNSO. It's a similar letter as for the GNSO Council.
Right, so you'll see, as I mentioned, there's three annexes. One is a discussion piece, background, and then Annex 2 is our letter, CCNSO letter. Annex 3 is the GNSO letter that's already been adopted.
Yep, I get it.
So in terms of our letter, Bart, the status is we need to adopt this letter.
Yeah.
And we can do it by a resolution now?
Yes, you could.
But I want to make sure folks have had the time to consider the final letter. Certainly from my perspective, it I think is consistent with the background material and is also consistent, at least from our perspective, with where the GNSO has gone with their letter. Are there any comments or feedback, issues or questions on the proposed or on the draft letter?
This is Byron. This is Rolof. I've just read it, and I agree with your statement that it is consistent with the other documents. So. Yeah.
Thank you. Any further feedback? Any concerns? All right. Can we move to adopt this letter? I'll do it in the same format as previously. Since we have quorum, are there any abstentions? I'll take that as none. Any votes against? If you're on mute and saying either, I can't hear you. So I will take that as no votes against. And there was a consensus approval to adopt the draft letter. Bart, do you need anything else in terms of process?
No. This will result, say, that, I can do it or you can do it. I can do it on your behalf, that it will be forward. At least the GNSO Council will be informed and to forward the letter to the ICANN board, etc. So that's just procedural follow-up, but this is it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know that's been a significant level of effort to get to this point. I will send it out to both the GNSO and board. Thank you very much. I think that completes item number 7. Item number 8, appointment of a triage committee member. As a result of taking on the role of chair, I stepped down from the triage committee, and Christina, I believe, has agreed to join the triage committee.
Katrina.
And we have to appoint her. So I would like to appoint Katrina as a member of the triage working group. Bart, from a process point of view, what do you need?
No, it's a council decision.
So with, again, I'll do it, any abstentions or votes against? Comments or questions? Hearing none, it was a consensus approval to appoint Katrina to the triage working group. Thank you very much. Okay, item number 9, working group and other updates. We'll start with Roloff and the SOP. Any updates for us, Roloff?
We've been very quiet since the Durban meeting. ICANN has recently, or a few days ago, published its next version of the operational plan and budget. I haven't had time to look into it yet, but I'm sure we will soon get that in order. And ICANN has also announced that in that update there's also a response on the comments received, so I hope that there will be a specific response to the comments that the SOP working group submitted. Because so far we haven't received any of that directly from ICANN.
Are you anticipating that? I mean, you have certainly raised that very directly with ICANN management.
Well, it was a commitment that Xavier made in Durban, and he recommitted to it after I sent him an email a couple of weeks later. But so far, I haven't directly received anything, as I said.
Okay. Thank
That's
you, Rolo.
It?
Item 9.2, the FOI update. Keith had provided a written update, which we should all have received. Becky, is there anything further you'd like to add, or can we leave it at?
No, we can leave it at that.
Keith's written update. Thank you, Becky.
Yep.
Okay. I believe Young had sent her regrets.
Byron?
Yes?
I've sent a written update a couple of days ago on the JIG and the study group and on the joint on the DSSA and on the contact repository or incident contact repository working group.
Yeah. Did everybody have a chance to receive that? It was sent on September 6th, a few days ago, and was, I think, a pretty fulsome overview of all of those working groups or study groups. But starting with 9.3 on the JIG, any further comment? Okay, I'll take that as a no comment. In terms of 9.4, the finance working group, I'll put on my other hat. Hopefully I'll be taking that hat off permanently soon. Since the Durban meeting, the finance working group has not met, although we anticipate a conference call late this month in preparation to bring a recommendation forward to the council at the Buenos Aires meeting. We took considerable feedback, as many of you will recall, at the Durban meeting, not necessarily about the substance of our material, but really around some of the fine-tuning in particular, the different levels or bands. So that is definitely something that's been worked on in the background, and we will be discussing at the next teleconference. Any comments or questions on 9.4 or on the finance working group? Certainly our goal is to bring this to conclusion, or at least recommendation, in Buenos Aires. 9.5, I know Katrina's not on the call. Bart, do you have anything you want to speak to on that?
No, I think it's included already.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing maybe, Byron, for the others, is in order to improve coordination between the program working group and the tech day, Eberhard is added to the program working group and Katrina to the tech day agenda committee, and Byron is also added to the program working group in order to improve coordination across, say, long-term and the specific meetings.
Yeah, and that's one of the items that Bart and I had discussed in the transition meeting, is just trying to have a little more seamless integration between the chair chairing the meetings as well as the working group, and making sure we're putting on the best possible program with specific activities, but also looking at the broader context of what's happening in our industry, in our space, and just trying to have a tighter integration between the chair and the working group. And that's why I'm going to sit in on that one specifically. Okay, 9.6, study group on use of country names. There was a written report, so we'll take that as tabled. Unless there are any questions for Bart. Hearing none, we'll go to 9.7, Election Process Review Working Group. But nothing, basically, there's nothing happening right now, but the working group will resume its work later in the month. Unfortunately, Katrina is leading up number 9.7 and 9.8. I think the key from 9.8 is that there's a call for volunteers. Bart or Christina, anything you'd like to add on that?
No.
No.
Okay. Other updates? 9.9 and 9.10. Do we have
Sokol
or Hong on the call?
Hong is.
Oh yes. I guess I'm muted.
You're on now. You're on now.
Oh well. No good. Oh, please, I do have ahead. Updates. It's very much relevant to you, Byron. ICANN has officially approved the Pirate Leadership Project is going to be held 4 days before Buenos Aires meeting. It is specifically offered to newly elected chairs of different constituencies and the new NomCon appointees. It is very interesting. This four-day training will be fully funded by ICANN, but it's split in two parts. The first 2 days
13th to 14th of November will be offered by ICANN staff to train you how to organize a meeting or take notes. It's called skill facilitation training.
Thank God.
The other two days, on the 15th to 16th of November, it is a knowledge or capacity building training. It will try to teach you what ICANN is. Well, this is really, it sounds weird, especially as a training to chairs of different SOs or ACs. CCSO has long speak loud against this kind of training for leaders. Leaders do not need train. It is a newcomer. But we are the majority. We are the minority. So basically, the project will go ahead. If you are available, that would be good. This is a service offered by ICANN because we have financial contribution to ICANN, and this is a reward to us. We shouldn't waste the opportunity. If you won't be available, unfortunately, probably you need to think about a delegation so we can use this service anyway. I guess you will soon be receiving official invitation from ICANN. Producer, we can make decision after receiving that. Back to you, Byron.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. Thank you.
So I'm so grateful that we went for this value-based approach.
What can I say?
This is clearly of no value to us.
Well, if nothing, this will provide a good opportunity to reinforce our case with a very clear example.
Well, and also, you might learn that they think of ICANN as something completely different than we do.
Well, that's true. I'm tempted to go. Although adding 4 days to an ICANN meeting is...
Yeah, but you could probably pass on the note-taking and cut it down to two.
Yeah. Well, the 15th and 16th might be interesting to see exactly, well, as you just said, where they're actually coming from and what their view of themselves is here. Okay, thank you very much, Hong. Any other feedback on that one? Okay, moving on to item number 10, liaison updates. Patrick. GMSO liaison.
Yep, hi, Byron. On the 5th of September, there's an email from Gabby entitled Council Call Preparation Material, and that there's a document called GMSO Activity Update, and in there you'll find a list of general discussion points in the GMSO currently going on. They had their last call Thursday, which I attended, but this report was written a couple days before that. But in that report is basically all the essential things that are going on, if there's any sort of further questions or things that need to be clarified, I'm happy to take any questions and either answer directly or come back to somebody.
Okay. Just from your perspective, qualitative perspective, any particular things that really stood out that you would want to draw our attention to? I mean, your report, I think, was quite fulsome in terms of detail, but just from a qualitative perspective, anything you think that should really be surfaced for us?
Nothing actually too major that has implications to the CCNSO, I don't think, at this stage, except for the JIG letter that sort of came up in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I think they're waiting on that has sort of any major link to the CCNSO. There's a couple of other small things that were updated on the Policy and Implementation Working Group. I'm not sure if there's a big reason to go into detail about those extra details, but if someone, again, wants to have a bit more flesh on any of those points, I'm happy to add a few things.
Okay. Any questions for Patrick on that? I think it was, as I said, the document was pretty fulsome. Okay, moving on to 10.2, the ALAC liaison report, which were, there were two attachments. Is Ron on the call? No? As
Ron,
usual.
Should we...
Pardon me?
Now, Ron should be on the call.
Ron, if you are on the call, we can't hear you. If he's on the call and just trying to unmute himself, I will say that, you know, as usual, the ALAC liaison report was very fulsome and a lot of material. There was the ATRT2 report, which I would just bring to your attention in that I think it's certainly worth reading. It's only 5 or 6 pages. But it is, I think, quite a well-done piece and gives lots of food for thought in terms of response to the ATRT2. So if you have the time, I'd certainly encourage you to read it.
Byron, Ron says in the chat that he has an audio issue, so I just ask him if there's something he would like to add in the chat.
Okay.
And he's typing, so we'll see.
We'll all wait with bated breath. Ron, type faster.
Nothing to add.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. As usual, a fulsome report. And that brings us to item number 11, which is the date of the next meetings. October 9th is the next call, 12 o'clock UTC. November and Buenos Aires and December 10th. Any issues with any of those? Pretty standard. I'll take that as a no. Any other business that anyone would like to raise?
Byron, I have a point, Christina.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that we still need many more votes in the election of a NAMCOM representative. Gabby has sent out a list of all the applications, including a motivation note for each person. And the note also says that you should vote directly to Gabby via email. So I would just like to encourage everybody to vote. And the position is for 1 year and can be extended for another year.
Thank you. And maybe I'll take that one step further. For the councillors, not only can you please vote, but can you remind those that you know, those that are in your community, if you could send a personal note reminding them to vote and tap your networks, I think that would also be very helpful. Any other business that people would like to raise? I will take that as a no. It is 10 minutes to the hour, and I think we have completed the call. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for working through this with me on my first call as chair. Hopefully I got it through fairly efficiently, in spite of the fact that quite a few members were not able to make it, and I appreciate the support you've all shown in electing me as chair, and I'm certainly going to work towards fulfilling that confidence. Anyway, thank you all very much. And
thanks, Byron. No regrets.
Thank you. Bye, Byron.